The protesters marched in the bitter cold with many officers watching. They protested the department. They protested the two officers, Todd McAllister and Nicholas Parisi, involved in the death of Davis. The AG's office says it has only the reports of the two officers on the circumstances of the death, since there are no known witnesses, nor are there any cameras carried by city police, something the report on the death says must change. Activist Shakita Redden says a major problem is the strike force to which both police officers were assigned.
The strike force is constantly conducting stop and frisk. They're constantly doing hop-outs in the neighborhoods, and we want a world and a place where people feel safe and we don't have to be militarized in our own neighborhoods. So we would like the police, the strike force abolished, and we want Dorinda to fire the two officers.
The officers have been on leave since Davis died. In a statement, the police department thanked the AG for the report, and it's being reviewed as the department's internal investigation continues. The report says the cause of death was an acute asthmatic attack. The report says there have to be changes in the medical examiner's office to make sure its investigations are conducted professionally. The AG's final report says the police department must go through the process to be accredited, and it needs body cameras on officers and dashboard cameras in patrol cars. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.